does the Bible say about raising children and how it is to be done? Let's talk about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about what the Bible says about how to raise godly children. There is a great deal of wisdom in the scriptures about how parents are to conduct themselves in relationship to their children. Children need to be taught correct behavior. They need to be taught respect for elders and others. They need to grow up understanding that they cannot have their way in everything that they want. They need to learn to obey. They need to respect and honor their parents. And they need to grow in the knowledge of God to become the godly adults that God needs them to be in order to raise their children. And so, Scripture has much to say about raising children. There are also warnings about raising children wrongly. admonitions. In Proverbs 22:15, for instance, we read, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." The rod of correction. In modern day terms, that means a good spanking. Many parents today resist spanking their children. In fact, they prefer to give them so-called time out, where they make them go into their room and sit with the chair facing the wall in a corner, taking away their toys, and just letting them stay there until they calm down and behave. That's not the Bible way, and that kind of thing became popular in the late 1950s, early 1960s, and many parents pursued that method of correcting their children and trying to discipline them. Many of them were called members of the so-called Dr. Spock generation. Dr. Spock was a famous American pediatrician who promoted those types of ideas in his clinical practice, helping parents raise their children. Didn't seem to work today, and many pediatricians today are very vocal in criticizing that method of raising children. It has a tendency to promote an attitude of entitlement in those children. They come to believe that they're entitled to have whatever they want or do whatever they want. You see, they never received God's way, the rod of correction. So, the foolishness bound up in their heart was never driven out of them. I, as a retired physician, have even heard in national forums pediatricians today stating that modern psychology has raised children who are inadequate to face the challenges of life. In Proverbs 29, verse 15, we read, "The rod and reproof," that means scolding, "give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame." Wow. This is the Holy Spirit who writes the scripture. These are not my ideas. The scripture says of itself, all scripture is God-breathed, meaning the Holy Spirit authored it through the prophets of the Old Testament and through the apostles of the New Testament. The patriarchs and the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles in the New Testament. So, the reason for using spanking or the rod and reproof, that is correction, verbal correction, is because it gives a child wisdom. But if you don't and you leave that child to himself, this verse, Proverbs 29:15, says it brings his mother to shame. On the other hand, a word of encouragement comes from Proverbs 22:6, where it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." If you raise your children in right conduct, in right behavior, to know and to love God. When they are old, they will not depart. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, warns fathers. He says, provoke not your children to wrath, to anger, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, in this verse, what Paul is saying is that children need to be nurtured. They need to understand what God wants out of them. That's what the admonition of the Lord is. They should be raised with a desire to want to please the Lord, to want to obey. But through excessive discipline, fault-finding, criticizing, rejecting or abandoning your children, you can provoke them to wrath, anger. You can even cause them to be psychological or spiritual orphans. Notice here that this verse is talking about nurturing. It says, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You know, some of our older generations believed that nurturing and raising children meant putting food on the table and clothing on their back, putting a roof over their head, and giving them a place to sleep. Then you were being a good parent. But do you notice that in all of those things, nurturing is not present? What is nurturing? Why does Ephesians 6:4 say, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? The nurture and admonition of the Lord is to know what it is that He wants and expects of them and you, and giving them the Word of God that shows them that they must and should love Father God, the Lord Christ Jesus, and His Holy Spirit. Nurturing also takes on other responsibilities. It isn't just putting bread on the table, a roof over the head, and clothes on the backs of your children. There is more to nurturing than that. They want a relationship with Father, a relationship with Mother. They want direction from them. They want love from them. They want the experience of being affirmed, praised when they do well, corrected when they do wrong. Those are the things that show a child that a father and a mother care enough to raise them to do the right things. And out of love. That's why parents do that. And even though they may get an occasional spanking or a discipline of some other sort that the scripture refers to as the rod of correction, as long as they know that they are loved and appreciated and important to both mother and father, those disciplines and those spankings will not harm them or hurt them. when you make your child understand the motive behind correction, as they get older, they will understand more and more. You see, children can misbehave through their early childhood or middle childhood, maybe even into their mid or late teens. But if discipline is not formed in them, and the rod of correction is not applied, and they are not made to know why, they can grow up being rebellious, disobedient, antisocial, not caring for society's mores, that is, its traditions and principles, or its morals. Well, in early youth, or in adolescence, that is the teen years, mom and dad and even society are able to forgive them because they are still growing into maturity. But if they do not learn self-control, if they do not have internalized values instilled in them by mom and dad, spiritual values, social values, personal values, and they go off in rebellion, disobedience, totally disregarding others, well, they reach a point in their age where society will hold them responsible. They may even become overt or openly sociopaths. A sociopath is a person who has a total disregard for the values of society and loves and appreciates only his own personal values, even if those values are contrary to the common good or what are valuable and healthy societal traditions, values, behaviors, and beliefs. So it's important to nurture them, to make them know they are loved, to make them know that they can do it, they can accomplish, that they can learn to be good. It's important to make them know that they are valued and praise them when they accomplish so that they grow up with self-confidence and a healthy self-image. At the same time, they must be raised with a knowledge and confidence that Father God, the Lord Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit know them, love them, care for them, and provide for them, and are and should be an active part of their lives. Proverbs 29:17 says, "Correct your son, and he shall give you rest. Yes, he shall give delight unto your soul." Isn't that something? When you correct your son, he will give you rest, and he will give you delight to your soul. Proverbs 23:13 says, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die." You see, anything which is contrary to these things can end up giving a child a nonverbal message that you or your spouse are not directly involved in their lives or concerned or care enough to show them the right way. You know what happens as they get older? That leads to distrusting the parents. Eventually, it can lead to disobedience and rebellion against the parents, which is dishonoring the parents. In Deuteronomy 5:16, we read, "Honor your mother and father, that it may go well with you in the land, and that you may have length of days. Did you know that there is a generation's curse called the curse of dishonoring parents? And that curse comes on children, and it is not God's will that that happen. And in the scripture, in Leviticus 26, verse 40 to 44, God shows all believers how they can break that curse because it requires repentance. And the curse of dishonoring parents is because children, offspring, violate Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your mother and father that it may go well with you. And what happens is, if they dishonor mother or father or both, or even grandparents, and judge them or dishonor them in thought, word, or deed, the curse of dishonoring parents comes upon them. And guess what it is? It's the opposite of the verse. Honor your mother and father, and it will go well with you. Well, if you dishonor your mother and father or your grandparents and harbor unforgiveness or judging them or fault-finding with them, the curse comes on you. And guess what the curse is? All of your life, things will not go well with you until you repent and ask for forgiveness, and then forgive and release yourself and honor them and Father God by acknowledging to Him that in all that you did, you went contrary to His will and walk. It is costly to children not to be raised correctly. In Proverbs 20, verse 11, we read, "Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right." The Holy Spirit said through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 54, 13, "And all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." Wow. Isn't that beautiful? God says, do you want your children to grow up as people who walk in peace and love, hope and truth? That is God's will. How is that accomplished? By their being taught of the Lord, giving them the knowledge of God. Sometimes it requires being firm. Proverbs 19 and 18 says, "Chasten your son while there is hope, and let not your soul spare for his crying." In other words, don't let his crying sway you. If he's wrong, he's wrong. Let him know he's wrong. I have a friend who did not agree with physical discipline of his son. And when we talked about it, he said, "It just isn't in me to use physical means to discipline them." And do you know what the Bible says about that type of a person? It says that type of a person hates his son. Wow. Proverbs 13:24. Listen to what it says. "He that spares his rod hates his son, but he that loves him chastens him betimes." In other words, chastens him or disciplines him many times. And again, Proverbs 29:17 reminds us, "Correct your son, and he will give you rest. He will give delight unto your soul. Let me ask you a question. Do you, your children, and your family members know Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, the giver of life, the Creator, a living person, willing and able to be involved in your life and in the life of your children? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." He says, "I stand at the door and I knock." That's the door of the heart. "He who hears my voice and opens the door and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me." That's a promise. In the Gospel of John, he says, "I will reveal myself to them." So it's self-proving. And today is as good a day as any to invite Christ into your heart, that you may experience his person, his love, his blessing. And he will walk with you all the days of your life and bring you home to eternal life with him. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.